Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary.
The coronavirus came out of nowhere. It has crippled the world economy, killing thousands and thousands of people. The virus is not through yet either. Look at Brazil. President Trump just shut off travel from Brazil to the United States. As our new cases have declined, things are getting better here, though. Our economy is starting to open up. We can't stay locked down. China is where the virus originated. Loud voices screaming from both parties to see who could be tougher on China. China allowed the virus to spread all over the world, and now they plan to put a heavy hand on Hong Kong. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden says Trump is too soft on China. Well, what should the United States response be? Will President Trump abandon the Phase One China trade deal? Well, let's hope not. China has committed to buy $80 billion of ag products, and President Trump negotiated a good deal for the United States and especially agriculture. He made progress on protecting our intellectual property. Turn to the UK. Prime Minister Johnson wants a comprehensive trade deal with the United States. He wants it done soon, and we're ready. But the fact that the UK has not finalized a trade deal in their separation from the European Union may be a problem. Speaking of the EU, they have adopted some sweeping goals for their ag industry that to me are shocking. They want to transform how Europeans farm and what they eat. They want 25% of their food production to be organic. 25%. And they want to dramatically reduce the chemicals used in farming by 50%, fertilizer cut by 20%. And if they don't use some chemicals to kill the weeds, they'll need a lot more labor to hoe the crops. They don't use biotechnology now to keep the corn borer and the rootworms at bay. And that's one reason they use more pesticides than we do. Their goal is to reduce carbon emissions and improve water quality, and that's good. But here is what will happen. They will produce less food. We all know that organic farming delivers less food. If the farmers of the world don't accept and utilize new technology, yields could be 30% less. Now, who's going to starve? Of course, the world could cut down more forest land in order to produce enough food. I don't think the EU plan makes much sense. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.